Hey guys, welcome back to episode number 11 on the Living Cozy podcast. It's your host, Brandy J. And y'all, I have some exciting news to share with you guys. I'm so happy. Your girl, wow. Sorry guys, I apologize. I forgot to mute my computer. But like I was saying, I have some really exciting news to share with you guys. You guys ready? We need a drum roll. Drum roll. Straight from drumline. Anyways, your girl is graduating with her master's degree. It's going after the long nights, the stress, the anxiety, the depression, just all types of stuff mixed in there. I am finally completed with grad school. Like, I feel so good. Although my anxiety is still in the air, which I'm not sure what that is about, but we're going to talk about that a little later. I'm so excited. I'm proud of myself. I wish my mother was alive to see me walk across that stage once again. I'm just happy she was able to see me walk across the stage when I got my bachelor's degree. But I know she's watching from the heaven gates. So I love you, mama, and I hope I made you proud. Oh gosh, y'all, I am so happy. I feel like myself again. I feel like I just want to go to the gym. I want to work on Living Cozy, my brand, just be better at everything. And I learned so much. I learned a lot about myself, not just about the curriculum, whatever we were learning. It's just I learned so much about myself when it comes to getting stuff done. I realized that I can do a lot more than I thought I was capable of doing. For instance, my final paper, my capstone, was over 70 pages. I would have never in a million years thought that I would be writing that much, but it definitely taught me a lot. It taught me more about researching. It taught me more about just grammar. It taught me about patience and just knowing that I could really get into it. But I don't want to get too much into the what I learned segment yet, because that definitely is going to be brought up. But I'm so proud of myself, y'all. I'm so proud. And I'm not looking for no congratulations from nobody but myself at the end of the day. I know I made myself proud. So at the end of the day, it is done. Who knows where I'm going next. But I just know that I'm going to stay on top. And like Nipsey Hussle, rest his soul, says, the marathon continues. Period. Well, I don't think he said continues. I think we just made that up. I think it was just like his you know, his store, the marathon, and like his brand, what that meant. We say, not him. My apologies. Sorry, y'all, I'm getting distracted reading these emails. But yeah, we say the marathon continues. So I'm going to keep that in mind and just know that it's not over, because a lot of people, when they're done with school, they're just like, oh my God, I don't have to use my brain anymore. But with grad school, like I said, I learned a lot that was outside of the curriculum and stuff that I didn't. Like, a lot of the work that I learned was stuff that I know I need in life. So a lot of the stuff that we learned in undergrad and even high school, we probably was like, what is this? Like, I'm not about to use this in real life. But actually in grad school, it's a lot that I learned that's going to help me in my career. So I'm so thankful for that. And I just want to shout out my professors, even the ones that, you know, was hating a little bit. I just want to thank y'all. I know y'all probably won't hear this, but I just want to give a special thank you to them. So with that being said, we're going to get this podcast episode rolling, because I did miss last week because it was very hectic for me with doing my capstone and another final paper and just completing my work. My workload was ridiculous. Even at work, my workload was ridiculous. I didn't have a great month. Like, I know I could have did better. Like, y'all don't know how my work works, but just know that I could have been doing a lot better, but I was distracted. And as we said in my meeting, half my brain was gone, which it was. So I have to do a lot of catch up, so I don't mind it. I mean, it was worth it, and I just feel relieved. But at the same time, I don't know if y'all know that feeling when y'all about to, black parents, we used to get whoopings. If you got a black parent, more than likely you got your butt whooped with the belt or something. I got whoopings, y'all, and I turned out all right. I'm not saying I'm going to whip my kids. I'm 100% sure I'm not going to whip my kids with belts. I think it's other ways around it. But, you know, my parents were a little old school. My mom didn't whip us. My dad was more of the disciplinary. I have definitely been feeling some type of anxiety where my chest is hurting. I just have been feeling just not good. Like, I'm happy that I'm finished with school, but at the same time, like, I just still feel like that anxiety. Like, it was really bad when it was like the final days of writing my capstone and finishing a final paper. And I was just, my anxiety was just through the roof. And even when I finished the papers, it was that anticipation of finding out what my grade was going to be and if it was going to be great enough to, you know, advance and, you know, graduate. So I was feeling so much pressure. I couldn't sleep. I barely was eating. My eating has been ridiculous. It has been ridiculous. So I'm not even going to get too much into all of that or whatever, because that's going to go into the You Tripping segment, which we are going to get started on right now. Because homegirl, homeboy, you tripping if you think I got it all together. So that's the segment. That's the topic. I got it all together. That's definitely a myth, because I want to talk about, this just isn't for me, but I'm going to speak on my experiences and my stories about having it all together. So we look on social media, we see that everybody's, you know, just flawless. Everybody's perfect. Everybody got money. Everybody cute all the time. We see that on social media, but a lot of us get, you know, we get discouraged when we see other people doing better than us. So it looks like they're doing better than us. So I just want y'all to know that I don't have it together. I don't know if y'all might think that I have it together. I don't ever want to portray my life as if I'm just perfect. And I want y'all to know that that is absolutely not the case. I go through things. I go through depression, anxiety. I go through a lot. But I'm the type of person that buries my feelings inside. And then when something happens, all of those feelings just come crashing, and it's bad. Like, my breakdowns are pretty bad, and this is me being very transparent with you guys. I just want to open up, let you guys know that I'm not perfect. I'm not living cozy all the time, but you know, the plan, the goal is to live cozy. But I don't know, like, I feel like, because I'm not as open with a lot of people that I talk to anymore. Like, I don't talk to a lot of people. Like, I have about a handful of people that I talk to on a daily basis. And sometimes not even daily basis, just the people who I talk to every day are, I don't even talk to my dad every day. I don't talk to my sisters every day. You know, sometimes we might go a day, but the one person who I do not go a day without talking to, well, he's not a person. He's a, you know, higher power, which is God, of course, and Shenard. I don't go a day without talking to him. So it's a lot of people that I don't talk to every day, but they're still in my circle and they're updated on what's going on with me. But sometimes they're not completely updated. Like, a lot of them don't know I break down. I appear to be strong, which, you know, I don't want to be like, I don't want to say people are weak because they show emotions, but I just don't want to bear that on other people, because sometimes they don't have that capacity to have my problems put on them, which is why I think we need to be a little bit more mindful of when we are, you know, venting to people. I think we should ask, do you have the capacity to for me to bear my feelings and vent to you? Because I think it's kind of rude for us to just be like, well, blah. Because sometimes a lot of people are going through some things and your low shit is nothing to them. And it's just, I feel like it's kind of disrespectful. I think we're adults now. We're not kids anymore to where we can tell, my mom did this, my dad did that, I'm so tired of them, blah, blah. Like, okay, whatever. But if you're an adult, you should ask the person that you're venting to, do you have the mental the capacity for me to just tell you what's going on with me? Because I know you go through your stuff, but I don't want to put my stuff on top of you. And that's my thing. I always feel like I don't want to add on to nobody else's stresses. Even though I am always the person some people go to. I don't know why, but I mean, I don't mind it. But at the same time, I think we should start asking each other, do you have the mental capacity to take on some of my issue? Just hear me out, because you just never know. Some people might just snap, or they might give you a bullshit answer about your issues or your problems or how to solve them, because their mind is somewhere else. So from now on, guys, we need to start asking our peers, our people around us, whoever we're venting to, if they have the mental capacity to take on your issues. So with that being said, I always feel like if I don't take on the issue, I'm a bad friend, I'm a bad sister, I'm a bad girlfriend, which isn't the case. But sometimes I just, with school and work and my own personal problems, I'm still grieving my mother. That's always going to happen in life. I'm always going to grieve my mother. I grieve differently, but I'm crying because my emotions are all over the place, and I guess that's a part of me grieving. So I just want you guys to know that I don't have it all together, and to stop thinking like that. Like, I'm not perfect. I'm ugly all the time. Not ugly, but I ain't ugly. But I like to walk around the house comfortable as ever. My eyebrows aren't done. My hair is done now, y'all. It's slayed and laid. I love this hair. Shout out to Beauty Forever. You want to sponsor me? Go ahead and do that. But most of the time, headscarf, bonnet, I'm comfortable. Like, I don't feel the need to always get cute. Ain't nothing perfect about me. And I'm not afraid to be on the internet expressing how I feel, which brings me to another point. I figured that I want my social media to be more inspiring. I don't want to put my personal issues on there. Yeah, I'll talk about a show that I'm watching, but from now on, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm about to go wash my clothes. I just got in the house. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Why do you care? Because I'll read other people's tweets and they're saying the same thing. Like, just little stupid stuff where it don't matter. And it's like, nobody cares. So I know if I'm feeling that about somebody else's tweet, it's a bunch of other people that's feeling that way about my tweets. I want my tweets to be, you know, memorable. I want them to be inspiring. So I'm very mindful about what I post now. I'm very mindful about what I say on the internet because I just want to be a little bit more clean. You know, I want to be a little bit more put together, which is the best thing about the internet or the social media, is because you can always figure out how you want to be portrayed on the internet. But aside from all that, because I am going to start getting more into marketing, like marketing side of things, and just kind of advertising a lot of the things, and I'm still going to be pushing my inspirational stuff. And even though I might tweet a little bit about a show or whatever, but I don't want you guys to ever feel like, oh, she just thinks she got it all together. Because no, honey, we can go for brunch to talk about my issues if you got the capacity, because I'm not perfect. I go through a lot. I don't have it all together. Yes, I have a bachelor's degree. Yes, I have a master's degree. Yes, I have a great job. Yes, I have an amazing boyfriend. But I don't have it together. I don't. And I'm pretty sure majority of the people that we know play like they have it together, but they don't. So my thing is, don't get discouraged based off somebody else's journey. Just focus on your own. Focus on your own journey. And just know that nobody has it all together. No matter how aesthetically pleasing someone's Instagram is, no matter how a relationship looks online, you just never know. Like, don't get wrapped up in social media. Don't even, you know, just know that it ain't always perfect, because we don't walk perfect paths. Nobody on this earth was made to be perfect. That's how it works. You know, go back to Genesis, the book, the first book of the Bible. Go back to that Bible I lost my train of thought. Go back to Genesis and read the whole Adam and Eve situation. That's why sin has started. There's no way we can be perfect because of that situation. So just know that. Yeah, that girl cute. She got a nice body, but it might be one of her bills probably can't get paid because she ain't got the money for it. She's spending money on her hair. It's a lot of faking going around here. And I just don't want y'all to fall into that trap or feel discouraged or feel like you need to be tracing somebody else's journey and just worried about what other people are doing. Just focus on you and just know that don't nobody got it all together, even these celebrities. You look at celebrities and you see them committing suicide because you think, oh, they got all the money in the world, but yet they killed themselves, or they're overdosing on drugs, which I think is so sad. But people think that money and fame is the answer to everything, but it's not. So I just want you guys to know that don't be fooled by what's on social media. And just going back to my personal experiences and my stories, just know that I don't have it together. I'm still trying to figure it out for myself. So that was the you tripping segment. You tripping if you think I got it all together. Can I just say, before I move into the music segment, can I just say how the devil is always trying to play with me? Like, devil, I'm not about to deal with you. I'm not. I'm gonna send my God on you. Keep playing with me. Okay, so let me tell y'all. So boom, I got my microphone, everything set up, and I'm thinking I'm good because the little port piece that you plug into the computer, it fits. Because, you know, Apple been acting all funny, like they don't want different I don't like that whole, you got to carry a whole different USB port thingy or whatever. I don't even know what it's called. A C. I don't know. I don't know the technological terms. I don't know. But you have to carry different plugins. Like, for instance, I had to order a different piece for my MacBook Air because there is no USB, or not USB, there is no, memory card for you to put. Like, there's no slot. So I had to buy a separate thing where it just has the slot for the memory card. So it's just a lot going on. Apple, you want my money. Like, you need to chill. You need to chill. But, so I got the microphone. I'm like, oh, this is perfect because I don't need a port. So I could just plug it right on, because they have, like, a headphone jack thingy on the MacBook Air. Same with my iMac. So the first issue was I tried to get on Anchor, which is where I record my podcast. It's the platform that I use. Shout out to Anchor. I'm getting on Anchor. I'm using Safari, which is, you know, I guess the number one internet browser for MacBooks, I want to say. I don't know. I'm no shade to Chrome. But, so I get on here and I start recording, and every time I record, it would cut off, and I'm like, what the heck? So it says, heads up, you're using a browser that doesn't support extended recording, so you'll be limited to 5 minutes per recording. If you like to record for longer, please try a supported browser like Chrome or the free Anchor app for iOS or Android. You can also record using an app on your computer and then upload the file. Cool. So I didn't even remember seeing that free Anchor app. I might have to download that app right here on this computer, because I have to keep an eye on the time every time it hits 4:59 and stop the recording so I don't keep talking. That's what happened to me in episode 10. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know where I left off at. So it's really annoying. So if it starts to sound a little glitchy and a little cut off, then that's what happened. So that was my first issue. I downloaded Chrome for my browser. And I don't know why I'm not using it right now. Like, that just made me think, like, why are you not using Chrome? I'm so dumb. But anyway, so I think I'm going to switch over right now so I don't have to keep watching it. And I could just look around my little office and just, you know, be free. So, boom, that was that issue. Then I put my port in or whatever, and it asks you when you start recording, it asks you what input thingy you want to use. It's either the Apple microphone, built-in microphone, or some other thing. It's not the external microphone that I'm using, which is what I bought. So I'm like, what is going on? Like, why are they not showing it? And so I YouTubed it, and it was like, Apple doesn't support blah blah blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. But then I realized that one piece you get with the headphones or the charger, I don't know if it comes with the headphones or the charger, but that one piece is at work on my other headphones. So I'm like, shit out of luck. So I'm just really, the devil is just trying to work. So right now I'm using my MacBook Air to record this. I'm using the built-in microphone. I hope it sounds okay. I thought last episode I was using my microphone, but now that I read this, I guess I wasn't using it. But I'm just really irritated about it. So sorry if it's chopped up and whatever. And sorry if I keep stuttering. I'm like all over the place. Y'all know I be getting excited when I record these podcast episodes. But so that's my explanation, just in case it starts getting all, you know, chopped up. Okay, so I'm back. Oh, yay. Okay, so it says, heads up, you can record for up to 30 minutes in your web browser. Yay. Okay, so I'm gonna keep watching. But anyways, we're gonna move on to the music segment. This is one of my favorite ones, because y'all know this week I was at work and I was listening to music more than I was listening to podcast episodes. I just was in the jam or whatever. I was getting my work done. And honey, let me tell you about this Tink album. Oh my gosh, this Tink album is fire. And she is so underrated. Y'all just don't even know. Like, nobody was talking about her. Nobody was tweeting. Nobody was saying nothing. But Tink is that bitch, okay? Tink has some fire music, let me tell you. So her album came out on April 28th, and it's called Voicemails. It's 12 songs. And I'm going to tell you guys my favorite ones. And my girl Deja Love is on the album. Okay, so one of my favorite songs is definitely Ride It featuring Deja Love. This is a little sample. Y'all know I always got to hit y'all with a little samp. So here we go.
Whatever you need, man. Let a nigga know. That shit, I'll be right over there. Oh, gee, it ain't too late.
I'm going to fast forward it. Yeah, so that was fire. All these songs are fire. Stabbed in the Back, she was rapping on here. She was good. That one's called Stabbed in the Back. I really like that she was talking. It's just, that album is amazing. Like, it's underrated to me. It's very underrated to me, y'all. We got to do better with our music. We got to do, maybe it's her promotion. I don't know. But I got some other music I was listening to. I was actually listening to the Friend Zone, and they shouted out this girl on Twitter. I don't know if I know her Twitter name, but let me see. Oh gosh, sorry if I'm like all over the place, y'all. I'm probably not gonna find it because I liked so many tweets in between that time and now, so I'm not really sure if I'm going to find her. And I don't want to play with y'all, so I'm just going to let you guys know that they mentioned this girl who made a playlist of all the songs that the Friend Zone was talking about, and just like top songs 18. I don't know. I'm honestly not sure. But it was I like literally listened through the whole thing, and I wasn't bothered. Like, I was just like, oh, okay. I was saving a lot of songs. So the first song that I want to talk about is by Vito. I think that's how you pronounce it. Either Vito or Vito. It's V-E-D-O, and it's called So Gone, which is the Monica song. He has his own little spin to it, whatever. But he's dope. I heard a couple of his other songs. He does covers. Some of them. Some of his songs he does covers.
Too. Pop said you cool, sis fucks with you. Girl, that's all the confirmation I need to get down on one knee, baby. Whoa, I'm so confused.
I was rocking with that. I liked it. Okay, this another artist. I saved a bunch of other songs that you guys already know of. I'm just trying to put y'all on some music that is probably not like publicized as much, so I'm just gonna put y'all on to some more. What if y'all already know these songs and I'm not putting y'all on? But anyways, it's some people out there that don't know these songs. So another one is this artist named Roman. I want to say his name is R-O-M-E-N, Roman. And this, he has an EP called Dear Growing Pain. It's not letting me. I guess I saved the whole album. I don't know what songs I saved. Let me try to click on it. No, I guess it's not letting me play the song that I saved. I'm not sure where it's at. But another one is Clones by Tierra Whack. Come on, Tierra, come through. I've been known about Tierra for so long now.
Everybody talking like me now. Real down, we don't want to be down. What about you down? Everybody walking like me now. Everybody talking like me now. Heard I'm moody with a beat down. What about you down? Everybody walking like me now. Everybody talking like me now. Heard I'm moody with a beat down.
Black, black, damn shit killing. I just got holes in the dinner. I ain't been home in a minute. I ain't never seen no ceiling. Come and got, yeah, he nailing. Audio, I'm top billing. All of my boys dope dealing.
I wish I could see me when I show y'all these songs, because I'd be getting it. Like, I just be in my own world. There's another song by an artist by the name of V, just the letter V. It's called Bad For You. Let me get to fast forwarding.
And at first, y'all, I thought this was Trey Songz. So I saw it was a dude named V. Another song called Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock. No, that's the album. That's old. Wow, I'm tripping. My bad, y'all. Y'all probably like, this girl dumb. Oh, why is it not letting me click on? Okay. This is Brennan Savage. It's called Look At Me Now. And it don't go like, look at me now. I'm getting paper. It's different. Listen to it.
Look at me now, yeah. All this cash on me make them wanna go down. I can fake her, girl, I can make it slow down. I can show you what, baby, I'm po-fo. Sipping all day, baby, what you waiting for? If you need a drink, I got yours.
Okay, this one is kind of like a dark song. Sometimes we go through our little issues. Okay, we almost down the list, y'all. Bear with me. Another one is by Chica. Called No Squares. I think it's Chica. It's called No Squares.
Yeah. Look. Tell them cut my motherfucking mic up. You can leave the lights up. Just so everybody in the room can keep their eyes up. I'ma drop a banger just so I can get my price up. Damn, I gotta wise up if I wanna rise up. If I'm really that bitch, if I'm far from average. These niggas is mad rich, but I can make them richer. And it's a greater picture. That's when it's...
Okay. And this one, I think this is old. Let me look. Yeah, this is old, but this is my first time hearing it. And it's by Demi Lovato. It's called You Don't Do It For Me Anymore. Y'all probably like, girl, you old. I'm just now getting hip to it. So, whatever.
So don't hate me when I say that you
I feel like I was just on American Idol. Like, I was just lip singing my butt off. Okay, so those are the songs that the newer songs that I've added to my playlist or my library on iTunes. I really like those songs. Shout out to, I wish I could remember her name. All I remember is her name had ATL in it. But shout out to you. You know who you are. If you're listening to this, I put this little playlist together. From the friend zone. I really appreciate that because sometimes I just be needing something to listen to. And Apple Music, y'all are very repetitive and I be tired of a lot of the songs that are recycled back and back and back and forth. So shout out to you for that playlist. I'm really hoping for that. Oh, I don't think I talked about it. That Monica, that was supposed to be an album. I talked about it in my last episode, episode 10. I talked about how she was all on social media making it seem like it was an album. And it was not an album. It was a commitment video, which I love Monica dearly, but I wasn't for it. Like, it just was too much. Like it wasn't enough, actually. Like, just you being in jail, okay, cool. But, like, let's see the action. Let me see you go off in it. Like, I just feel like it was overpromoted because I just didn't like the video. But I love Monica. I hope she comes through with an album soon because, you know, like I said before, her and Shannon broke up, which I'm so sad about. But I mean, sometimes people grow apart. I don't know what happened, but I'm hoping that she puts it in some new music and it's soon because I need to hear some Monica. So I just wanted to clear that up, that wasn't an album coming out or whatever. Janae, I need that album, sis. I need it. I need my album. I know she had pushed it back because of Nipsey's untimely passing. So I know it's coming soon. I know Chris Brown got an album coming soon. I'm so thirsty for that. I love me some Chris Brown. Chris Brown never lets me down. That is my homeboy. He's up there with Beyonce for me. Oh, speaking of Beyonce, I watched her homecoming. Did I talk about, I don't know if I talked about that in the last episode, but I am so inspired by her. She is amazing. She is so amazing. Not just a performer, but she, her work ethic is amazing, which is why I don't understand why people don't like her. Like, it's okay if you don't like the song she makes or the way she performs. Like, I get that, but she, her work ethic is amazing. Like, just sit down and watch one of her documentaries. I think I'm gonna watch one after I finish recording. It's just because I need some inspiration. But she is amazing. It's just ridiculous. So I was watching that and I was getting all types of inspiration. So, girl, listen, I got up yesterday and I started dancing because I like watching dance videos. Dancing is always gonna be a part of my life. Even though I'm out of shape right now and I haven't danced in some years, I love dancing. I love watching other people do it too. So I turned on my little computer and I turned on some Wildebeest and Janelle, and I listened, or I watched Aaliyah Janelle too. And I just was feeling all inspired and so I got up and I put Gimme Bodied on. Y'all know I like to do routines. So I turned that on and I did my little workout through that, and it was good. Like, I was tired as heck, but Beyonce always coming through. So anybody hating on her, we can't be cool because I don't trust you. Your work ethic probably trash. So moving on. I digress. We're going to move on to the What I Learned segment. So, dun, dun, dun. What I learned is very simple. I really talked about it earlier in this podcast, but what I learned besides that whole school thing is to believe in yourself and don't doubt yourself. I used to doubt myself. I used to always do the bare minimum, but now I am so ready to be out here and to be out here flourishing. You have to know your worth. You have to know that you can do it. How I look at things is I'm like, just like I used to look at people that could do backflips and think that they were like different types of human beings. Like, oh my God, they could do a backflip. Like, oh my God, we are not the same. I'm thinking like, I got the same instruments on my body that you do. Why can't I do that? That's how I feel a lot of the times when it comes to like these people on social media that are just blowing up and just blowing this money on jewelry and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, it's too much money in this world. Not to say that you should be doing something for the money, but at the end of the day, you gotta support yourself and your family. So, of course, money is definitely on the table to be talked about. So it just makes me think, like, if they could do it, I could definitely do it. I just have to put in that work. And a lot of us are not trying to put in that work. And I'm not even gonna lie. Just like I said, I'm not perfect from the first session, you tripping. I'm lazy. Like, I'm so lazy. I'm glad I got up today to do this podcast episode. I think I was watching, I don't know what made me actually record a podcast today. Like, what pushed me? I guess it's embedded in me now, like, just to really get out here and grind and do better. Actually, no, sorry, I had to drink my little lemon water. Sidebar, you need to drink lemon water, y'all. It's so good for you. So good for you. So that's what I did. Bought me some lemon water. Where is my girl at? Let me see if I can find her. She just posted something. Olivia Castro. Hey, girl. Hey. I love her. She is a style creative. I love her. But she posted something on her story, and it really stuck out to me, which is why I'm like, let me get my butt up and start recording my podcast episode before I, you know, keep waiting forever and ever. So she posted this post that says, your first podcast will be awful. Your first video will be awful. Your first article will be awful. Your first art will be awful. Your first photo will be awful. Your first game will be awful. But you can't make your 50th without making your first. So get it over with and make it. So I'm like, let me get my butt up and make this podcast episode so I can get to my 50th and plus. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I'm trying to get to 50 plus. And I want to actually have great quality. I want to have a bigger audience. But I'm going to keep being consistent with it, because with consistency comes success. And I'm so excited for the future, but I'm gonna enjoy this journey, because right now I only have a little bit of people watching or listening to my podcast, which is fine. It's cool. Like I said, I don't care if I inspire one person out of like a million. Like, I don't care. I just want to help someone. You know, I'm here to help someone. So I learned that today. Push yourself harder. You are capable. You are so capable. Me getting my master's degree, it just didn't feel real. Like, I'm just like, oh my God. Like, as I'm doing it, I know I'm doing the work or whatever, getting grades. But at the end, it just didn't feel like I was going to graduate. I'm just like, this is too good to be true. Because first of all, it happened so fast. My program was so fast. It's 2 years, but the 2 years went by so fast because I did a whole, you know, I didn't have any breaks. I didn't have a summer break. I worked through the breaks because I'm one of those people that's like, I just want to get it over with. I don't need no breaks. I just need to get it done. So it went by so fast. But as soon as I got to the final weeks of my program, I'm just like, dang, I didn't feel like I was about to graduate. I wasn't excited. And it still hasn't hit me. Maybe when I put on my cap and gown and I'll, you know, get to walk in, I'll be like, oh my God, I graduated, I'm graduating. But right now, it just doesn't feel real. But I just want to tell you guys to push yourself beyond the limit. Like, stop being mediocre. Stop doing the bare minimum, because that's what I did. And I can only imagine how much greater I would be if I stopped doing the bare minimum and did more of a max, you know? So get out there, do what you got to do. Like I said, if you are inspired to make a podcast and you know me, even if you don't know me, hit me up. livingcozymail@gmail.com. That's livingcozymail@gmail.com. And go ahead and ask me a few questions. I'll be there to support you. I'll show you how I got it started. Anything you need to know, I got you. I'm here to help. So if you want to get a podcast started, YouTube videos, whatever, editing, I can help you all on everything that I've been doing. So just hit me up. Just ask. Use your resources. That's what a lot of us don't do. Use your resources. You have them, which is another thing I learned, is using your resources. I've asked peers. I've asked a close coworker of mine. I'm cool with her. She's in grad school too. And her brother is actually a professor, an English professor. So I'm like, can you ask him? Does this sound right? Because he's giving me pointers on my paper and stuff. So you have to use your resources. And I think a lot of us don't take advantage of that. Use the internet, use people, just use your resources. So with that being said, within the last week or two, I've learned to really believe in myself. And it's so easy to just say, it sounds like a cliche, like believe in yourself. It sounds like a cliche, you know what I'm saying? But it's for real. Believe in yourself and you could do it. You can do it. I'm over here thinking of my next master plan, what I'm going to do. I really want to push harder with Living Cozy, which is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do some stuff differently than I was doing before, because I was still in school while I was coming up with this business plan. Like, I wasn't really invested into Living Cozy because I had some other stuff to take care of. But now that I'm fully invested, it's a wrap. I'm about to be out here showing my butt. Like, I'm not literally, but y'all know what I mean. Like, I'm about to be out here grinding and doing what I was put on this earth to do. So you guys need to do what you were put on this earth to do as well. With that being said, those are our three segments. I hope that you guys enjoyed them. This was a rather shorter podcast because, like I said, it wasn't too much going on in the week. Not too much I could talk about. I wasn't really on social media to really get into gossip or whatever. But I think I do want to add a bonus, which is where I, like a bonus little segment where I talk about things on Twitter that I liked. Because tweets just be getting me, y'all. Maybe I'll do something inspirational today. But let's see some likes. What have I been liking on the internet lately? Okay, this is another example of how you need to push yourself and keep going. Listen to this. First of all, let me tell y'all my little story real quick in so many words. So after I graduated, got my bachelor's degree, I was staying at my parents' house. I barely had money for gas, like $5 for my gas tank. I didn't have no money because I didn't have no job. So I'm over here applying to jobs. I'm getting rejected left and right, discouraged. Because why? I sucked at interviewing. Like, I never prepared myself. I just thought I could walk in and just charm them, which is what I did for my other jobs, like Adidas and, you know, all the other jobs at Cleveland State. You know, that's my college that I graduated from. I thought that's what it was like. But no, honey, you are going in front of corporate America. You got to get your together. You got to let them know why you want this job and why you're fit for this job. And I just was acting so stupid. Like, I didn't do my research on this job. And that's a whole different podcast episode. I'm gonna have to save that one. That's gonna be a long one on preparing for an interview. I might have to make that a video for YouTube. Note it. But yeah, so I was just getting rejected left and right. Then it took that one time and I got the job, and it's great pay. That's where I live. Well, for me, it's great pay because it pays my bills and then some. It supports my dream. So somebody from my job probably listened to this like, girl, you don't get paid nothing. Because I work in an engineering company where it's like the engineers make a certain amount where it's like, you know, you're an engineer. But it's all good. I mean, my pay is great to me. It supports my businesses. It supports my bills. It supports me if I want to get my hair done, my nails done, all of that. Like, I'm Gucci. But anyways, that goes to say that you need to keep pushing through, because you can get 10 yeses, I mean, 10 no's and get that one yes. And that's the only thing that's going to count. You're going to forget about them no's. So I read this tweet from this girl named Amanda. Her name is at Amanda Ahasa. Wow. I just added the A. It's Amanda Hassa. Sorry, Amanda. But she said, I applied to 11 summer research programs. All 11 denied me. Rejection back to back. But God told me he had something better for me. An alumni of my school reached out to me, and the rest was history. Summer 2019, catch me in Boston at Harvard as a clinical research intern. Period. Yes, she said period. And I had to add some aggression because she was told no. She said 11 of the research programs denied her back to back. But she said God told her, don't worry, Amanda sis, I got something for you. And boom, Harvard as a clinical research intern. Whew. Ain't that something? That is something. So I'm going to leave y'all with that in mind, to just always push yourself and don't get discouraged when somebody tell you no. Because all you need is that one yes. Just keep grinding. Keep getting better. Because when I was being told no, I was getting pointers. Like, I'd be finessing, because at the end of the day, it's all a business. You just have to know how to tweak it. I was asking, why didn't you like me, or why do you feel like I'm not fit? And they would tell me. They would tell me, and I would go home and work on it and get better and better and better. So I mastered my interview. I mastered my interview, which is why I got the job at where I work at now. So with that being said, guys, just keep going. Keep going. The marathon continues always, always, and forever. Whew. So I'm going to close out this episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys give this podcast episode a 5-star rating, and make sure you guys go listen to the other ones if you have not. You guys can grade me, because I have. It was terrible back then, y'all. It was terrible. Terrible. I didn't like those episodes. They were forced. So now I'm getting better. I have more time on my hands. I don't really have much to be doing besides probably cleaning my house. But other than that, I just hope you guys continue to listen to me. I'm not sure about a schedule right now. I have to make sure everything. I need to come up with a schedule for writing and stuff. So just know that a video or I can't even talk. Just know that an episode will be posted every week. I don't know what day yet, but just know that it'll be here every week. I promise. Y'all know my promises are meant to be broken, but I promise. I promise. I promise. I promise. I promise. I promise. But yeah, leave a comment, question, concerns. If you guys want to email me, like I said, email me at my business email at livingcozymail@gmail.com. It will be in the description along with my social media handles. So I love you guys, and I really pray that you guys just push through this week coming up, and you guys make great decisions and be great. With that being said, I am out. Bye, guys.